Farmers in the Ohio Valley are waiting to see how President Trump's choice to lead the Agriculture Department might affect their fortunes. Questions over trade have held up Senate confirmation for nominee Sonny Perdue, and trade is also a big concern for regional growers. Many farmers have been big winners under free trade deals like NAFTA. Nicole Irwin reports that while farm country voted overwhelmingly for Trump, his talk about scrapping NAFTA has them nervous.
Jed Clark and his father farm 5,000 acres in Graves County in western Kentucky. They grow corn, wheat, soybeans, and tobacco. But right now, Clark is thinking mostly about corn.
This is white corn. On our farm here, we grow about 50% white corn and 50% yellow corn.
Yellow corn is used mostly to feed livestock. The white corn is for people. And a lot of those people are outside the U.S.
And it's used to make tortillas out of. And a lot of my corn that I grow will be shipped to Mexico. So that's how it affects me personally as a farmer when we start talking about trade deals and start talking about NAFTA.
Clark says that thanks in part to NAFTA, one of every four rows of corn grown in the state goes to Mexico. And a 130% increase in pork exports raised the demand for yellow corn. So despite the region's support for President Trump, Graves County voted nearly 4-1 in his favor. Trump's talk about scrapping NAFTA has a lot of farmers on edge.
We understand that what elected Trump, a lot of the rural Americans, and we don't feel like he'll forget us, but what we hate to see is the importance of agriculture in these communities be lost over the importance of industry and trade.
Clark and other farmers are seeing some mixed signals from the Trump administration. While criticism of NAFTA was a regular part of campaign rhetoric, a recent White House letter to Congress took a softer tone. And Trump's choice to lead the Agriculture Department, Sonny Perdue, has been supportive of NAFTA.
We believe, in looking at the real numbers, is NAFTA has been a win for the United States of America.
That was Perdue back in 2008 when he was governor of Georgia. All this leaves folks like Dave Salmonson wondering what the new president will do. Salmonson is senior director for congressional relations at the U.S. Farm Bureau.
There's been a lot of talk about Mexico, and of course everyone's heard the comments from the Mexican government about potentially looking to other sources of supply from Brazil and Argentina, since the U.S. has 100% of the imports of corn into Mexico. We don't want to give that up. And about 75% of Mexican imports of soybeans come from the U.S.
Debate has raged over NAFTA's winners and losers almost since the deal was implemented in 1994. Ben Salmonson says the role it has played in U.S. agribusiness is clear.
We went from $8.9 billion of exports to Canada and Mexico annually in 1993 before NAFTA to over $38 billion now.
Ian Sheldon is the Andersons Chair in Agriculture Marketing, Trade, and Policy at Ohio State University. He says the president's agriculture policies are short-sighted. Under additional tariffs Trump has proposed, Ohio could face a double threat. Not only could the state be hurt by a loss in exports of corn and oilseeds, but consumers could also face higher fruit and vegetable prices.
I mean, that's something I don't think the Trump administration's thought through very carefully, is a lot of the burden of increased tariffs or increased protection would likely fall on poorer consumers.
Changes to NAFTA would likely have to be approved by Congress, which means nothing would be done overnight. But Sheldon says the president could more quickly change tariffs, and that could have global implications for corn and other commodity prices. Back in Graves County, Jed Clark says his mid-sized farm has done well under NAFTA. And amid the uncertainty about Trump's trade policy, farmers like Clark will have to look on the sunny side for now.
Our Secretary Perdue, he's run a granary. He understands the importance of trade. And from all the talk that I've heard about him, I think he'll be a strong voice in the administration.
For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Graves County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU. You'll find this and other stories from the Ohio Valley Resource on our website at weku.fm.